need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs. Cute little triple Xmas elves and reindeer with big antlers. Santa babies and toys. All you good little adult girls and boys, it's Christmas night at the speakeasy. And we're live from the soul of downtown LA. Sliding down your chimney, baby. Ooh. And eating up your cookies. Drinking your milk. Love that Christmas milk. The milk of human niceness, naughtiness. The Christmas treats and legends. We're here for you. Whether you've got those holiday blues or you're in the pink, cuddle up to your computer and celebrate with us the birth of God. Wow, that's something to celebrate, even if it is just a myth. Well, whatever it is, it's a big success promotion-wise, and Christmas is huge. I mean, here we are, celebrating all different types of people, whether you're Christian or not, you know, it's Christmas. Isn't that right, Brother Max?
That is right.
And it does go back to the original winter solstice holiday of just celebrating warmth and closeness in the middle of the cold, dead winter. Oops. Yikes. Here. I hardly have anybody here, and I'm already bumping into things. There's hardly anybody here, but there is a camera behind me. And my chair is now hooked into the camera. Okay. And we're just, you know, kind of cozy tonight here at the Speakeasy. It just so happens Saturday night, which is when we always do the show live, falls on Christmas. And so here we are. And we're in our little hats and our cozy warm clothes. And everybody else is must be in a Christmas coma, I guess, from all that food and, you know, eggnog. So it's just us. And that's why tonight is going to be our Christmas egomaniac show, where we're going to talk about ourselves.
It's all about us.
And always. How wonderful we are.
That is correct.
Yes. But you can call in and talk about how wonderful you are.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
They can talk about that. Or they can talk about the Christmas blues that I noticed a lot of people on Twitter are getting. And then there's people that say this is, you know, best Christmas ever. So great. So cool. So wonderful. I wonder what that really means. Best Christmas ever. That's a big thing. Getting everything you want, all the things, material things, or just being in the bosom of your family. Mm. And then there's those holiday blues that really come with the weather. It's cold, it's dark, the days are shorter, you know. And then there's more specific personal reasons that people have them, you know. The family get-together isn't quite what you imagine it would be. And people have short Christmas fuses and, you know, there's conflicts. And then sometimes you can't be with your loved ones. So you got the blues because of that. Well, we're here for you and we're here for ourselves. But you can join us. Our number is 213-670-0066. That's 213-670-0066. You can call that number anywhere in the world. But if you happen to be in America, that is North America. We don't count South America as America, I guess. At least the toll-free numbers don't. But if you're in United States or Canada, you can call us free. That's our Christmas present. 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. And I'm wearing my Christmas panties. Plaid for a porn star fan. And our little Christmas hats. So we're also kind of talking about holiday sex. That's one of our themes tonight. We actually had sex for the first time at the holidays. Remember that?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We went to some goofy holiday party. I don't remember.
Some that
party
part.
On the west side. And then somehow you got to my place. And we talked all night in my living room. And then you went to sleep very properly on the sofa in the living room. And I went into my bedroom for, what, about 20 minutes?
I think so,
right. Yeah. Okay. And then I came out and I said, oh, come on in. And the rest is Christmas history. Anyway, a lot of people fall in love around the holidays or, you know, get divorced. I mean, it's an intense, dramatic time for some people, right?
That's right.
You're not very talkative tonight. I'm going to talk to other people.
No,
you had your chance.
Right ahead and talk.
Okay. I have here the newest member of the on-campus Speakeasy staff, Kelly Shabari.
Hello, hello.
Welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Oh, you look so cute in your Santa hat.
I know.
You really do. You look like you could make some toys.
I have balls on my head.
Yeah. Well, one ball.
One ball.
One ball on your head. I guess one is all you need.
Just one.
Yeah. Okay, very nice. And, well, we're very glad to have you here. And you have any Christmas sex stories?
No, I'm usually just running around so busy.
Busy?
Yeah, on the holidays.
Yeah.
Because that's when we're entertaining.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to be entertained when they have time off. But, so we
now, we are entertaining. Who's entertaining?
Well, like, whether you're dancing or if you're doing any sort of adult entertainment, you're always
adult entertainment, right.
Any kind of that sort of entertainment, you're always doing, that's when you're working, is when everybody else has time off.
Now, how do you describe yourself? If, I mean, aside from being on the Speakeasy staff, you are a porn star?
Yes.
A dancer?
Well, I guess I still am a porn performer. I never want to say porn star.
Why not?
I don't know. I just, it's one of those things that unless I have a butler and a driver and, you know, a mansion in Beverly Hills, I don't really consider myself to be a star.
Well, now that you're at the Speakeasy, I mean, it's not in Beverly Hills, but this place is at least as big as a mansion.
Right.
And, I mean, we have people here that serve as butlers and whatnot, you know.
Yes.
So
maybe
anyway,
I am now.
And it's eminently more Googleable than porn performer. Nobody Googles. Nobody
says,
keywords porn performer. It's
right.
Porn star. Okay, but I actually, yeah, I noticed there's a movement of porn people to call themselves something else.
Or they just move in and, like, within their first week, they're automatically a porn star.
Ah, right.
And
right.
So the rest of us are like, well, we're not porn stars, so we're adult entertainers, or we're, you know, or
adult
we're performance
entertainer.
Artists.
I don't know how many people search for adult entertainer. No, they're searching for porn stars.
No, they're looking for porn stars.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Are you a porn star, Nori?
Absolutely not.
Ah, okay. Nori is also here at the table.
Hello, Dr. Susie.
Radio Susie One table. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You look fabulous tonight.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely stunning.
You know, I'm doing my Christmas best here.
Nice.
You know, for a Jewish Buddhist ethical hedonist. You know, agnostic, I'm trying. I'm in the Christmas spirit. You don't have to believe in this stuff anymore. Who was I telling this to? I think it was Linda this morning. We were talking about how, when I grew up, if you didn't believe that, you know, like Mary didn't have sex to have a baby, you know, that it came through God, I guess, if you didn't believe that, then you couldn't celebrate Christmas.
So God had sex with Mary.
Well, I think God, you know, I like that whole idea of God having sex with Mary, kind of like the Greek gods, like Zeus would swoop down and, you know, take the form of a bull and have sex with Europa, and then she gave birth to Europe.
Right.
You know, or he became a swan, which I don't know about a swan, but all right, a lot of feathers. But anyway, he had sex with Leda. And gave birth to Apollo and Artemis. So, I mean, there were a lot of gods having sex with humans in mythology. And, I mean, I don't know if they thought of it as mythology. I think they kind of believed it. You know, as much as a lot of people believe that God had sex with Mary. Or, I guess it's not that God had sex with Mary, because I mean, the church doesn't like to say that anybody has sex, so God just made Mary pregnant without sex, right? Is that how it goes?
Apparently.
Artificial insemination by God.
Right. did you grow up Christian?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. So is that the story? That's sort of an artificial insemination?
I really didn't pay attention.
No? God.
Nope.
Really? What did you grow up with?
I was raised Lutheran, but I'm Taoist now.
Okay. You know, this is America. Hey, so you were raised Lutheran. So
yeah.
What was your understanding of how baby Jesus, you know,
it just
got
was.
In the manger? It just
was. I mean,
right.
You didn't question how that happened.
Hmm.
You know.
It was Immaculate Conception again.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It was a mystery that you just believed in.
Right.
Yeah. Like Santa Claus.
You didn't question it.
Well, but kids always question Santa Claus. Why not question that? I mean, they'd always say, Santa, you know, I mean, at a certain age, you start to not believe in Santa Claus, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and then you question it, and then you know, okay, Santa Claus is Uncle Eddie or Daddy or Mommy's boyfriend or whatever. So why not question that? I don't, anyway. I question that, which is why.
Well, because the person that was inseminating the Virgin Mary was not running around with his dick hanging out, unlike Santa Claus, who runs around with a big red hat and and reindeer, and the kids go, "Oh, what's that?"
Yeah,
you
know? And his dick hanging
his
out.
Dick is, I don't know. The Santa's dick is hanging out.
It depends on which Santa you hang out with.
That big black belt is one thing he has. Yeah.
And Rudolph. Rudolph
the red-nosed reindeer. All right. So there's a little bit of double entendre in there, because reindeer are actually, their antlers are considered aphrodisiacs.
And there's In the Treetop by Who Goes to Moose.
Is that right?
That's right. It's a book, famous book.
Okay. So holiday sex. Do you have any holiday sex stories, Nori? Ever had some good holiday sex?
I have one.
Or bad holiday sex?
No, it was wonderful. It was great holiday sex,
okay.
Actually.
Closer to your mic.
I had just gotten back from the military. Anyways, it was during the Christmas time. I decided to take leave and come home. And, I went to hang out with my girlfriend at the time, Brenda. And went over to her mom's house. And we were there, and we were hanging out. And then all of a sudden, at one point later that evening, one thing led to another. We just started having sex, and it was great. It was really loud.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, on Christmas?
Yeah. And
during the day?
Yeah, at her mom's house, and her mom was there.
Oh.
And
wow.
But luckily for us, her mom's deaf, so.
Her mom is deaf.
Oh, it made it. It was so much fun.
But was anyone else in the house?
Yeah. Well, her boyfriend is also deaf, so.
She has a whole deaf family, so she can scream as much as she wants.
Exactly.
But she's not deaf.
No.
Wow. So, okay. So you had screaming sex in the house of deaf people on Christmas.
Yeah, that's my holiday story.
That is kind of, you know, I hate to use that word different, but I have never heard that particular holiday story before.
Well, that's my holiday story, so.
Right. Now, did her mom know that you had sex?
I don't think so.
No, because it was just noise you were making. You got the door closed.
Yeah, locked. The door's closed. She's not going to walk in, so.
Right.
Anyways.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, that's my exciting holiday sex story.
That's kind of exciting.
How about the vibrations, the movement of the.
Yeah, they didn't notice at all?
No, there was no.
Wow.
There was no knocking on the door or no groaning, you know, no. Because she'll grunt when she wants our attention. So, she can't. If we're not in eye shot and we can't see her. So,
but she didn't say "Well, you two look rather disheveled."
I'm not very fluent in ASL. So when they had their conversation later, I have no idea what ultimately happened or if she realized anything. But I know they were talking and they were giggling with each other. So.
That's actually kind of funny because I got contacted on Twitter yesterday by this guy in New York who has, I guess, the world's first deaf porn company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. And so I said, well, and he said, I'd like to shoot you for our site. And I said, that would be great, but I probably should learn some ASL before I come up so I can do some of the dialogue. So he's going to have to teach me all the naughty words.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
wow.
Cool.
So naughty words in ASL.
Yeah. I'm going to be really excited to find out.
Excited to find out what those are. I mean, I imagine it's a lot of this kind of stuff, you know, like finger it between the fingers.
Yeah. All I know is bullshit, which is that.
Bullshit is.
And you do that.
Well, okay, for the radio listeners,
right,
you're just kind of playing with your fingers.
Right, one hand makes the horns of the bull, and where your elbow is making the pooping.
The pooping from the elbow.
That's bullshit.
Wow.
Speaking of that,
yeah,
we have a caller.
Who is that?
Would you like to talk to him?
Sure.
Robert McQueen.
Ah.
From Kansas City.
Oh.
Okay, let's take that bull by the horns.
Okay, we're going to talk to him, okay?
Okay, well, it's Christmas.
Yes.
You know,
Christmas.
We should. I'm doing just fine, Robert. Merry Christmas.
No, that's
oops.
Not good.
What's going on? Did you hang up?
Don't worry. Hold on a second.
Okay. Hang on, Robert. Okay.
Is that?
Oh, there you are.
If somebody was masturbating on the phone, how can you tell they're doing? How can you tell they're doing it?
Well, if you're deaf, you can't, and that's where we were before. But you can hear it. That's the key. You can hear breathing levels changing.
Also, you can tell if your end of the telephone is vibrating or moving.
Mm, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, so same.
Or if they sound awfully distracted.
Right.
Or if they suddenly go, ah! Or, oh God, Jesus and Mary. Merry Christmas. You know. But sometimes you can't tell. It's true. Some people are very quiet masturbators. Like you, right now.
Oh, I see. The night that I did on the night that I did on your show, could you tell that I was masturbating?
You know, Robert, you only masturbated once on my show?
Yeah.
That's my question. Only the one time, huh? Okay. Well, then I'm not sure which time.
The one time.
Yeah, okay.
The one time we know.
The last time. The last time you were on,
he's playing
right?
with this thing right now.
Wait, are you playing it right now? You keep, you know, these silences.
No, I was, but I thought.
Yes, Christmas.
Well, I just, you know, then I asked the girl a while back that.
The girl?
That one time, I didn't know it was okay if I continued to do it on the show or not. And if it's not, then I won't do it.
I can't even hear you doing it, Robert. So you could be, you know, going to the toilet for all I know. So, I mean, whatever. Do you have a question?
Do you have a Christmas story?
Do you want to tell us about, you know...
Sex at Christmas?
Sex at Christmas or sexual...
Oh, my Christmas? Oh, my Christmas was
White
wonderful.
Christmas.
No, your Christmas was wonderful.
Yeah, my Christmas was wonderful.
What'd you do, Robert?
I got me a sweater.
Aw, who gave you a sweater?
Yeah, my girlfriend gave me a
Your girlfriend?
Sweater.
Your girlfriend?
Two of them.
Two
wow.
of them.
Wow. Who's your girlfriend now?
Karen Sayer in Kansas City.
I didn't need to know her full name, but
that's
thank right. you very much.
Shout out. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Karen.
Merry Christmas, Karen.
Karen gave it to me. Then we held hands, and we kissed a little bit.
That's Christmas sex.
You know, never get that other stuff.
You don't have intercourse.
No, none of that.
Exactly.
Right. Whatever the science, poking the finger between the thumb and forefinger.
Exactly.
Okay. So how far do you go with her?
Not very far.
Well, tell me how far. What did you do?
Have you been downtown with her at all?
All I did was take her out, you know, and then after that, I asked her that question. How about us getting intimate, and she said that she couldn't get intimate, and I said, how come you couldn't get intimate? And the main reason why she couldn't get to the intimate was because a long time ago, and the guy forced her, you know, she was attacked and was raped. And when she had sex, forcible sex, then about 2 years after the attack, when she, I think she said she was 18 or 19, then after that closed up on her, and she said that when she get a pap smear, it's very, very painful. She can't have
She has vaginismus.
Yeah.
Have you heard that word? No, that's not Christmas, Max.
It sounds like it's
when the vagina closes up.
Oh, like a girl.
Due to psychological reasons, however, it is a very physical response, and the woman really often can't open it up. It's a serious problem. Yeah.
So it's not controllable.
Well, I don't think that's a problem. You know. I even asked her for oral sex, oral sex or blowjobs, like most people call them.
Well, vaginismus shouldn't affect her mouth. Really?
Now you see why I do what I do?
Why you masturbate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because honestly, this is called the frustration.
I understand.
That's what frustration is, because when she says no, then I get all frustrated, you know, and then I get sexually frustrated, and that's what caused me to do, you know. I love her to death, but she constantly fights. She does not want to listen to me, doctor,
really?
And I just don't know what to do.
Well, have her give me a call, okay?
Have her give you a call?
Yeah, have her give me a call on the show.
She
loves you. Doesn't she want to work things out with you?
That's going to be one problem. She goes to bed early.
That's a problem.
We'll tell her to take a nap on Saturday. There you go.
She does.
Okay.
Now, so where does she live? She doesn't live with you, does she? Does she live with you?
Okay.
Hello?
Robert, can you hear?
Robert.
She doesn't live with you. I can answer that. No. Robert lives all alone with himself and his penis.
I live all alone.
And his sister comes in and helps him out sometimes.
Got it. Right.
Yeah. Robert and his penis are together. But Robert, you're very fortunate to have any girlfriend.
Right.
Who cares about you. And she does care about you. And, I mean, it would be my advice, if you could take it, to, get her into some kind of therapy if she has vaginismus, if she's motivated. You know, she might not be motivated. She might not, want to go there. She has to want to. She has to want to open up because she's all closed down and, it's going to take some...
It's like trying to open an oyster.
It really is. Mm. It really is. And sometimes they
maybe you're better off eating oysters.
Mm, they kind of taste like pussy.
Yeah, feel like pussy.
Yeah, feel like pussy, right. Yeah. It's sort of the same consistency.
Kind of look like them when you
They kind of look like them, too. Have you ever had an oyster, Robert?
No, I never had an oyster, no.
But here's the key. An oyster will not give him a blowjob.
Mm.
That's a problem, because that's really what he wants.
You need a liver, piece of liver. You have to go down to the market.
Which is kind of like the consistency of an oyster, but flatter, and you can roll it around.
You can roll it, wrap it around you.
Ugh, I don't know about.
No, that's disgusting.
It is. Jeez. That liver.
That's
okay.
Kind of, yeah.
His hand feels better than that.
That's gross.
Or one of those, like, flesh jacky things.
The what?
Oh, the flashlight?
Yeah, they look like a flashlight, but they're...
Oh, yeah. Know. The enlargers, they're kind of...
Have you ever tried
the
one?
Pumps.
Like a pussy pocket? Modern pussy pocket is a flesh.
Yeah.
A fleshlight.
No, I haven't tried a pussy pocket, no.
No fleshlight?
Are you still working down at the pizza place? Robert?
No, I don't work at a pizza place. The last time I talked to you, the night that I activated on your show, was I worked over there in Liberty. I worked at a workshop. I put boxes together.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. That's right.
Robert, I think you're a bit of an exhibitionist. You keep talking about how you masturbated on my show. It's like you want everyone to know. Don't you?
Robert?
Right.
What?
Do you want to be an exhibitionist? Oh.
Yeah, of course. That's why you call the show, isn't it? So you can expose yourself?
Is that what America wants to hear me saying, that I expose myself?
That's what America wants to hear.
I don't know if that's what America wants to hear. But
sure, I want to hear it.
Nor is America. Yeah. He wants to hear it.
We're here. We're in America.
Another question I always wanted to ask you, doctor.
Yeah. Okay, I guess you've answered my question, which is that, yes, you do want to expose yourself to America, which you hope would also like you to expose yourself.
I
have a question, though, before you ask me a question, because it's Christmas, so I get to do that. What did you give your girlfriend? She gave you these two fabulous sweaters.
Yeah, what'd you give her?
Correct. I gave her a watch.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
What kind of watch?
It was a woman's watch.
Glad.
Okay.
It was a woman's watch.
All right. Well,
oh, Robert.
Okay. So you gave her a watch. How'd she like that, huh?
She loved it.
Really? Oh, good. That's very nice of you. Where'd you get the watch?
I got it from Walmart.
Walmart. Okay.
Good. And now you can tell her when it's time to give you a blowjob.
She won't do it. She said she's not that kind of a girl.
Not that kind
of
a girl.
Can she do at least like a hand job?
They won't even give me a hand job either.
No. Does she want to get married? Is that it? Or
no, she don't want to get married.
Does she want to be a nun?
So what's up with this chick?
Does she even?
I have no idea.
Does she cuddle?
Does she cuddle with you?
She'll cuddle, yeah. She'll hold hands, and that's it. She said she's not. She don't give out blowjobs. She does not go.
Well, you're not asking her to give them out like at the Walmart here. You're asking. This is not a charity. This is just for you, because she supposedly loves you and gave you sweaters and you gave her a watch.
How long have you two been going out?
Yeah. How long have you been going out?
2 years, 6 months.
That's long
enough.
That's
long enough.
That is long enough.
That's long enough.
Some kind of
give back the sweaters, go get a blowjob.
I thought he was going to say 2 weeks.
No.
But, wow.
Robert's a little slow,
No, you can't say that unless you allow him to masturbate on the show. That's what I heard.
I'm allowing him to.
Well, he can masturbate.
I know he's doing it right now.
Yeah, for all we know, we can't even see you.
Right. you could be doing.
How do you know I'm doing it right now?
We don't.
We don't.
We don't, but we can guess.
This is the one time a man can fake it is right. over the mm-hmm. phone, right? Men can't fake it in
Can
person.
You tell we're masturbating?
No.
See?
How about now?
No, I can't tell.
How about now?
I know you are doing it, Doctor. I can tell that you're... I can tell that you are masturbating right now.
Oh, Jesus!
Wondering...
Oh, what was that?
Like,
wow.
Will it be like for me to go in you?
What?
What? That caught me off guard, too. I was...
Get in me, baby!
Go in you.
Whoa.
Watch out. You got a camera behind you.
Yeah, got a camera behind me. Okay. Moving forward.
Yeah.
What, do you want to slide down my chimney?
Oh, yeah. And after that, yeah. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, you know. After that, doesn't matter. Oh, Robert, you're a sweetie.
And then I always dreamed of getting a blowjob from you.
Right. Well, I don't know about that.
That what you do, huh?
I don't know.
You got a computer, Robert?
I got a chimney.
No, I don't have a computer.
No?
No.
But if I had a computer, I couldn't go on the internet anyway.
Why?
To watch her.
Why couldn't you?
Yeah, watch her masturbate or whatever.
Why couldn't you get on the internet?
It is because the main reason why I couldn't do it on the internet was because. I just don't know how to,
Because Robert's a little slow.
Well, you could call us here, and then I'd walk you through it.
Whoa. Nori, that's the Christmas spirit.
Wait, tech support.
Wait, Nori, are you gonna help him walk him through masturbating?
No,
or
no,
walk him through the internet thing.
I won't help you masturbate, but what I will do is I'll help you get your internet set up.
That's what I'm for.
No, I want the doctor to help me masturbate.
Yeah, that's what she's for.
That's right, sweetie. Yeah. You just go right ahead.
I can hear her masturbate. I didn't hear you masturbate.
Are you asking for it?
Going, oh, Robert, put it in me. Not you. You see what I'm saying?
When did I say that?
He doesn't want to hear Nori say that.
Oh,
okay. Well, you don't have to worry about that. That's
Christmas
not going to happen.
Fantasy. Okay.
I know it ain't going to happen. But it's just a fantasy. That's a fantasy. That's what I wanted to, because I never heard the doctor masturbate and moan before, and that's what I was doing to get her going. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, we kind of lost you.
No, I got you. I got you. You're a dirty little motherfucker in Kansas.
Okay. You want my milk and cookies.
Mm. Yeah, I want your milk and cookies.
Yeah, except they're mine, okay?
Well, but, we're ethical hedonists.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, Robert. We want to thank you very much for
Merry
living
Triple X.
Yeah, getting us all excited about the show.
And yes.
Nice having you with us once
you can have a nice
you have a very
orgasm now.
Yeah, nice Christmas and, beat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And a Happy New Year. Okay?
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
All right, you take care, Robert. Thank
Enjoy
you.
That girlfriend.
Bye,
okay. And if she, if she wants to open up, have her call me.
But what happens if she doesn't call me? Then what? Then go back to what I was doing?
I guess you'll have to go back to what you were doing, just making out and masturbating later.
That's it.
That's not bad.
No, you don't understand. I mean, if I can't get her to open up, if you want me to go ahead and...
You don't have to. I'm imagining you can't get her to open up.
I'm excited again, all that stuff. I could do this now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
No, I don't.
Eat oysters, I say.
I think you have to get her to give us a call. Just get her to give us a call. How about on New Year's Day?
We'll open her up.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll
start out the new year.
But it ain't gonna happen because by the time...
Well, with that attitude, then it won't. You have a negative attitude.
Okay.
Have a positive attitude.
You just try.
Advice,
you have to try. There's a
try.
Price to everything, yes.
That's right.
But you try, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
All right.
You never know.
Anyway,
she might
want to
do it. She might be an exhibitionist like you.
Merry Christmas. Empty Oz is on line 3.
Very likely. Okay.
Hi, Empty Oz.
Hi, Empty Oz.
Hello?
Hi, Empty Oz. Merry Christmas.
How are you doing?
We're celebrating the birth of Joanna Angel. No, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Joanna Angel and Jesus were both born on the same day.
So, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, now you know.
Well, thanks.
But anyway, so Jesus, Jesus is also a Muslim prophet, is he not? Isn't Jesus considered one of the prophets?
His name was Prophet Isa.
Isa.
And after Muhammad, the second most... Well, he and Moses are considered equally important. You know, I don't know if you know this, but Moses is someone the Muslims should really thank a great deal, because he went and negotiated with God and told God that, you know, if you have 50 prayers a day, no one will have any time except to pray all day, to cut it down to 5.
50 prayers a day? I didn't know it. We had 50 prayers a day. I mean, the Jews are supposed to have 50 a day?
I can hardly
maybe
get through
one. Maybe we cram like 40 of them into, you know, like 10 minutes, I think.
But what I just said is true. That's what, you know, if you read the history of Islam, it was Moses who cut the prayers from 50 to 5.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
oh, Moses cut the prayers. So we're very grateful to him. Okay. And we are too. Yes. Thank you, Moses. Okay. And what is Jesus known for? If Moses is known for cutting the prayers down from... From 50 to 5.
You know, according to my understanding, you know, and again, I'm not a religious scholar, but I am told that God sent different people at different times.
Mm.
So when Jesus was sent, it was in effect basically what God did was he sent a prophet at a different time for different purposes. So according to my understanding, you know, Islam was already prevalent without being known as Islam. You know, they call it Christianity. So at the time, all the Christians were actually Muslims. But the final prophet, of course, was Muhammad. So that was the final prophet. Therefore, basically, according to my understanding, Islam was prevalent throughout the world, but under different names, for different reasons. But Jesus was very important because he changed the course of history at the time. You know, I mean, you know, there was no concept of a...
I thought he created online shopping.
Monotheistic God.
Myself, but
also, I mean, I think this is just my opinion. I think also the Christians have, not the Christians alone, but even the thinkers have, not accepted what he said correctly. He said that my Father who lies in heaven, my Father can't be taken literally. They take it literally. I mean, my Father is only a statement, so they take that literally and say he's the Son of God. That is totally incorrect, in my opinion.
No. See, what I was taught was that Jesus married an Italian girl by the name of Maria.
Ah.
And then they had this kid.
Maria Magdalena?
I don't know. Her name was Maria.
Okay.
Mary? Maria.
Okay, but we're not up to him getting married.
Oh, we're not.
This is Christmas. It's about him being born, right?
Well, but first they had to do something.
Right. But anyway, we should explain that Imtiaz, of course, is our a Muslim expert for us. I mean, even though you're not a Muslim scholar, I mean, as far as we're concerned, you know more about Islam than we do.
Than we do. Right.
Well, you know, this very subject we're discussing, I had a similar discussion with somebody who's quite scholarly, and this is what he told me. He said that a lot of these statements were misinterpreted. I mean, just because I said my Father that lies in heaven doesn't mean that my Father literally. That just means that's a metaphor, actually. You know, and that's what he said. The Christians have made a mockery of.
Well, you know, that's a way of looking at it. But I think that
who was lying in heaven?
Father. When Jesus calls out to his Father, I mean, God is the Father. It's
but
the Father God.
He's laid out in
it's like the Father land, except it's up in heaven, right?
Lying in heaven.
Lying? I guess he's reclining on the clouds.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, I should introduce Helen because she's sitting here.
Yeah, Helen's here.
Helen is here. Hello, Helen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
I am doing well.
I see you took your Santa hat on. Is that because you want to look dignified while you're on the radio?
No, because it was getting in the way of these headphones.
Oh, yeah. No, you can put it on over the headphones. Yeah. Or under. Either
it
way.
It totally fits.
Yeah, yeah. You should have it on when you're on. Definitely.
Okay.
Very cute.
Yes, yes.
There we go.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I mean, now you got the ball in front of your head, though. I don't
That's
know.
Cute.
I'm used to that.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's a big ball you got there, by the way.
It's pretty hairy. Well, my boyfriend's fuzzy. Persian, so.
It's fuzzy. Yeah. Okay. So, so Merry Christmas.
And he's part Jewish or Muslim?
He's
got some kind of.
No, he's just straight up Persian. Doesn't really
straight up Persian.
Adhere to any Muslim philosophy, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Straight up Persian. Well, aren't most Persians Muslim? I mean, there's a few Jews.
Some are Jewish Persians.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, there's a few like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's an agnostic Persian?
Yes.
Wow.
He's an ethnic Persian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Imtiaz, whatever happened to Miss Andrews? Did she get out of...
For some reason, I can't hear you guys. Is there a problem with the broadcast?
No.
Oh.
You were hearing...
Can you hear me now?
The voice is very, very low, you know. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, a little better, yes. A little better?
Okay. Okay. All right, good. Okay. What happened with Miss Andrews?
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about that on the air.
No, we can't. Listen,
we can't talk about that.
Because that's a private thing.
Right, private. Quiet.
And I can't because I
just saw it on Twitter.
I public about that, you know.
No, I just saw it on Twitter. I didn't know it was private.
No. That's a very serious matter. By
really?
Okay.
No. That's right. You saw that in my DMs.
Oh, DMs. Secret.
Right. Those
secret.
Are secret.
Oh, those are secret.
Those
I'm
are
sorry.
Secret.
I'm sorry.
You're naughty. You're gonna have to get a Christmas spanking.
Oh goodness.
He's smiling about that. Uh-oh. Might get naughtier.
Okay. Mm. Don't ask that question.
Max. The last thing one wants to do ever is get in trouble in the Middle East, okay? Whether it's Dubai or, you know, it doesn't matter. That's the last thing you need. Because those are crazy places. They are monarchies and laws that are very one-sided, you know, very, very one-sided.
I'm very aware of that.
I don't know if you want to get in too much trouble here in America either.
Right.
I guess it could be worse over there, but, you know, our jails are pretty tough, too. It's, after all, our biggest growth industry, jail and prison. Aside from
the
military.
Susan, I will tell you one thing, that, you know, I'm feeling a lot better now.
Good.
I had physically and also mentally, I had something to get off my mind, and I sent you a note regarding that, I know you read that, because...
Can I talk about that, MTS?
I'm sorry?
Can I talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about it. I have nothing to hide. This
well, you,
many years
you
ago,
said that you're just, this is like your New Year's resolution, and it has something to do with holiday sex, I guess, sort of, or romance or something. You said that that there was a woman who was older than you, an older woman from many years ago, who, I guess, took control of your heart and
yes,
really hasn't...
Yes, that's very true.
Hasn't let you go until possibly now.
That's very true. It took me, it's taken me many, many years to get over her. You know, I've actually become a hermit because of that. Not a hermit, but, you know, totally kind of celibate and, you know, laid my whole life back because of her.
So we are now discovering the source of Imtiaz's celibacy. Okay, because we all know.
Did you like my poem?
Yes, I did. So why does this woman have such a hold on you?
Because I think at the time I was 26 and she was 35.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Unfamiliar, and she was very familiar with life. I mean, I was just out of college, three years out of college.
Uh-huh.
And I think because of, it, you know, something that happens for the first time is also something you remember all your life. And at the time, it was a very intense experience, and I've never forgotten it. And it just kept on lingering and lingering and lingering, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. And I finally made a decision sometime recently to get it out of my mind, and I had to write about it. And I'm feeling now that it's kind of a thing that's finally left me, and I can finally transcend this experience and go on with my life for a change. It's been sitting there for 20 years like this.
Wow, so now you're going to have sex.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily the issue, but I'm going to try to change my existence. I can't be, you know, living in this shell that I have for such a long time.
Well, what changes are you going to make?
Well, you know, I'm going out and I've got a date tomorrow night, and I mean, there's no shortage of women in my life. That's never been an issue.
But that's never been an issue. That's true.
Now I've got a date tomorrow night, I've got a date again next week, and I've got a date again. I mean, I've got a lot of girls now calling me up, you know?
You always have. That's
no
different.
Sort of, I'm going to, you know, try to change my life that way. I've been, you know, in the past reluctant to go out.
No, you always go out.
No. I mean, not these are not girls in the business. These are regular people I know in Phoenix.
All right. Well, okay. I mean, I've seen you with porn stars, and I've seen you. By the way, when are you going to bring Miss New Zealand over here?
Yeah, I just spoke to Rhea today. She's supposed to come to America next month. So the moment she comes, I'll have to come along with her because she's, you know, she doesn't know you guys. So she said that, Imtiaz, please come along with me, and I'll do that. So as soon as I know the schedule, I'll call you ahead of time and then, you know, bring her with me to...
Right, you'd better accompany her or we could entice her to ride the monkey rocker.
I don't know about, you know, she's a very religious woman. I don't know if you know that or not. Good Christian girl.
A good Christian girl. All right. Well, we're celebrating Christmas.
Yeah, we're... Right? Yeah. There's some good Christians.
But I'm going to bring somebody very interesting.
They're all on the cross.
Hopefully soon. I'm just trying to, see if she can come to Los Angeles. She's not in Los Angeles. She's away right at the moment. But somebody you might find very, very, she's not in the business, but she's an extremely beautiful woman who's a singer. And I'm waiting for her to let me know when she'll be in Los Angeles. Her name is Tiffany.
Oh, well, we can have her sing.
So as soon as I know when Tiffany's going to be in L.A., I'll arrange for her to come to your show.
All right, MTRs. Well, you have a great... rest of 2010, and I hope you do get over this this woman that has this hold on you, so that you can move forward in your sexual life.
Well, thank you, Susan and Max. Very nice to talk to you. Have a wonderful 2011.
Thank you, MTRs.
Happy New Year, and hopefully see you next year.
All right. Okay. We'll see you soon.
We'll be here on New Year's Day.
Take care.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, New Year's Day.
Bye.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So, all right then. Okay, we got a caller. His name's Peter. He's from Detroit. He likes exposing himself, but he likes exposing himself to. Yeah.
Whoop! There he goes.
So
was that him?
No,
he's gone.
Catch it.
Yeah. Okay.
See if you want to put him on the air.
Oh, he's on. Is he?
Look, read.
I have to read this now?
Yes, that's.
Okay. Finish for exposing himself in front. Oh.
Yeah. Ooh.
No. Well, I mean, we could put him on, but I would just tell him he shouldn't do that.
Okay, let's put him on.
Because, you know, that's.
Well, especially in Detroit, it's really cold there anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Well, exposing
things might fall
yourself.
Off.
Right. Okay. Peter. I wonder if that's his real name.
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay, Peter, you're on the air.
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So... what did you want to talk about? I mean, I have a note here, but I want to hear it from you.
I have a bit of fetish.
Yes?
Basically, I get off on exposing myself.
Yes?
And I was sort of interested in how to address that.
Okay. Well, there's many different types of self-exposure. I mean, you're exposing yourself right now. You're on the radio talking about how you like to expose yourself. And some people actually, you know, get excited by that, by doing things like that, by going on radio or television or the internet or webcam or standing up on a bar and stripping. I mean, there's lots of people that get excited by exposing themselves. It's a very common fetish, very common interest, even if it's not a fetish. Whole industries are built on exposure of some people to other people. So, my opinion, there is nothing wrong with exposing yourself. However, some of this note says you want to expose yourself to certain kinds of people that you shouldn't be exposing yourself to. Is that right?
Basically, yeah.
I mean, you're not talking about the kind of exposing yourself that I was just talking about. Is that right? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No.
And may I bring something to your attention? The people that you want to expose yourself to, if you're caught, you will go to prison. You go to prison for a long time. And when you get out of prison, you'll have to register as a sex offender for the rest of your life.
So you're really never out of prison.
Right. So you
I mean it mostly like as a fantasy?
Okay.
Well, as a fantasy, you know, you can do anything. I mean, fantasy is like a dream. I mean, we can imagine all kinds of things. And there's nothing wrong with that. But doing it in real life is a whole other story.
In real life, like, I'll just do that.
In real life, you'll what?
I'll just do that in real life.
You'll just do what?
Expose me.
You will expose yourself in real life? What do you mean? Where do you expose yourself?
Like, anywhere I can.
You expose yourself in front of children?
I've never done that, no.
Well, okay. Good. Well, that's the important thing to not do. Okay, and the note says that that's what you like to do.
Just don't do that.
Actually, and I'm not saying you're a bad person for wanting to do it, but you must not do it. And who knows why you want to do it, but you probably have all kinds of issues that you probably should deal with. Maybe go to a therapist. I don't know. But you got to deal with these issues. But I got to just say, because, you know, radio is not exactly an in-depth medium, that you just shouldn't do that. Now, I'm not sure who else you're exposing yourself to, but if it's not kids, then already we're doing better than I thought we were going to do. But if you're exposing yourself in front of little old ladies, that's also not so good. It's not so bad. Won't send you to prison for so long, but it will send you to prison. So don't be doing that or in front of anybody that is non-consensual. Is there some non-consensual exposure going on?
What I basically like to do is, like, go to the gym.
Yeah.
And masturbate in front of men.
Oh, okay.
In front of men.
In the locker room?
Oh. He goes in the locker room, I guess. Yeah.
That sort of thing, yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's,
you know,
different than going to a park.
That sounds pretty consensual. I mean, are the men? Can they go get away if they want? Like, they can go into a stall.
Does
I guess.
Make an announcement? Like, I'm going to expose myself.
I'm now not going to. You just while you're changing or something, you start playing with your thing.
The idea is, like, you know, like in the shower.
The shower.
In the shower. Yes. Okay. And the other men are also in the shower.
And then after, like, when all the other men are, like, getting dressed and stuff, I just start masturbating in front of them.
It's a little borderline here, you know. I mean,
No, masturbating in showers is, like, pretty common.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But we're talking about a group shower with, I mean, maybe it's a little tight quarters and some guys are not exactly too crazy about him pulling his pud while they're trying to wash their armpits, you know.
You only have so many hours in a day. If you're going to the gym, might as well get that over with.
Well, I'm sure that's what Peter's thinking. He's trying to conserve time here. That's why.
I guess if the other guys can, you know, walk away if they don't want to watch.
Well, I'm just afraid some guy's going to punch him or something.
Well, and then there's that.
There's some violent.
You know, there's some violent guys in the gym. You know, some homophobes.
Right. They just worked out. They're pumped up.
They're all pumped up. And
yeah, I mean,
ready to punch you.
You know, you sound like a pretty conscientious guy, actually. I was a little, you know, worried, I must admit, when I saw this note that Max crumpled.
There was a way to get it to you.
it was, you know, I mean, because
Well, anyway, you sound like you're not as edgy as I thought, but.
Well, I mean, you can do all of that in the proper and right places, and there are places where you can, you know.
How about going to like a bathhouse?
Yeah, a gay bathhouse or.
Gay bathhouse.
I don't know what that is.
That's where a lot of gay guys go.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, there aren't as many of them as there are gyms. So I'm not. Where are you calling from? What area?
Detroit.
Well, there's probably one somewhere around there, or a couple.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, but it's not quite like the gym. And I don't know. I mean, is part of your turn on that these guys aren't all into it?
Well, I mean, like, it starts in a bathhouse, and then, you know, like, I get a little excited.
It starts in the bathhouse. You mean it starts in the bathroom of the gym?
Well, yeah. What did you call, like, the locker room instead of bathhouse?
Well, I mean, we're recommending you go to a bathhouse because then it's all consensual. All those guys are horny toads like you and jerking off.
Maybe he doesn't want the consensual aspect.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Is that part of it, that you want to kind of be doing something that isn't quite okay? You want to be a bit naughty, speaking of the Christmas theme? Naughty?
It doesn't actually make too big of a difference.
Oh, well, then I think you got to find a bathhouse.
Yeah, just find a nice bathhouse.
Because otherwise, somebody's going to punch you. Or arrest you. Or you might freak somebody out in some way. I don't know.
Yeah.
In a gym. Unless it's like a gay gym. I mean, how's it gone so far?
Like, it starts there, and then I generally, like, go to the mall and stuff.
The mall?
Oh, the mall. Oh, you go to the mall and then you expose yourself at the mall.
Yeah, I start at the gym and then I get kind of like, you know, excited.
I see. The mall.
I can't imagine any place exposing yourself at the mall is consensual unless, you know, you're...
Yeah.
I mean, who are you exposing yourself in front of at the mall?
Pardon me?
Whom are you displaying your junk to at the mall?
I masturbate at the mall.
Yeah, no, right, but I mean, you do it in the mall? I mean, or do you go to the toilet and do it? Or you stand in front of Victoria's Secret and pull your wanger? What do you do?
Where do you do this?
I go to the food court.
The food court.
I don't try to be too obvious.
Okay, so you do it under the table while you're eating a burrito or something?
Yeah, I try to.
I see, you try to, and then I see.
Okay, so you're trying not to be too obvious, but you still feel compelled to do this out in a public place.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten caught?
A couple of times, yeah.
Ooh, what happened?
Well, basically I told him to stop. I mean, that's pretty obvious, right?
Right.
Okay, so was it a guard or was it a person? Just a customer?
Oh, I see what you're asking. Yeah. No, I was masturbating under a table at a food court at the mall.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
And the guy across from you said, "Put it away."
Or somebody mistook it for their burrito and started eating it. No, never mind.
It was like there was an attractive female.
Ah, okay. And she was sitting there, and you were wanking. Okay. While you're eating.
Well, she had a boyfriend there.
Oh, the boyfriend.
That's a problem.
I didn't really even pay attention to the guy.
Yeah. And is he the one that told you to... Yeah.
No. She didn't say anything. The guy, out of nowhere, like, was just like, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" Like,
that kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
And I was like, you know... I was like, "I'm not doing nothing, man. What are you talking about?"
Right, okay.
I'm not trying to be obvious.
No,
you know?
But I mean, did you have your wiener still in your hand while you told him this, or?
I just don't even really understand how anybody even noticed.
You don't pull it out of your pants.
You leave it in your pants.
You're wearing shorts or pants?
Well, I'm wearing pants, and I don't know what I can say here. What can I say?
You can say anything. Like, this is the internet.
You can say whatever you want.
Was it like unzipped and you had it out?
Yeah, But, I mean, I was under the table, you know what I mean?
It's under the table, yeah.
Yeah, right. But your dick is out.
Yeah, and if you're...
Was there a tablecloth? Is there a tablecloth over the table, or can anyone who looks under the table see your dick?
It's a food cart, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's,
okay.
there's no tablecloth.
He's got
no tablecloths in the food court.
No.
Yeah, and if you're rubbing your cock with your hand, I mean, people are going to see that. I mean, you can see your arm moving.
Right.
Have you ever tried wearing a poncho? Maybe...
A poncho? That's
yeah,
good. Detroit, when it's cold and
exactly.
rainy?
It's a possibility. Yeah. It's an idea. Would that defeat the purpose? That would be like wearing your own tablecloth.
Right. People can ask, what are you doing? Well, I'm just scratching myself.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So...
I mean, is the idea... Let me ask. that you want people to see your dick... Or is the idea that you just want to masturbate surrounded by people, kind of like, you know, Christmas shopping?
We have to go to the bar in a minute, maybe.
Okay.
We'll see. I don't know if there's anything going on at the bar, but we're going to check.
Okay.
After the call, just remind you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
11:30.
But that's not time. A reminder, because I can't do it right now, because
no,
we're
right.
talking to this
that's
guy.
Correct.
So the reminder has to happen after
just,
the call.
It's a free reminder.
No. It's not going to work. This is just something to throw me off so I can't end the call quickly. So that's not going to work. No.
Okay.
Okay.
So poncho.
Where was it? Now, where? Oh, I was asking him a really good question.
Yeah.
Because this is going to tell me how to advise you if you want advice. I don't even know. But I guess you do, or else you didn't call. Or maybe you're just calling to expose yourself this way. But my question is, do you want people to see your dick, or is it that you enjoy masturbating while you're surrounded by people shopping and eating at the food court?
It's more like I'm like compelled. You know what I mean? Like I'm driven.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're saying you have no reason. Then you're saying you're compelled, you're driven. What, is there somebody like controlling you, like a marionette?
You hear voices or something? Or?
I'm not sure exactly how to explain it, but sometimes, you know what I mean? Like
you're just hypnotized?
Is that the only way you can get an erection?
If I was a dog, I would say occasionally I get an heat, if I was a dog. Right?
Mm. Anyway, and okay. Well, then, you know, I have to talk to the person who does control you. Because if you have no control, then it's useless for me to talk to you. Because you have no control. So what do I need to talk to you for? You're just... You are just in the power of this greater force.
Just be safe.
Don't blame Jesus on Christmas,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't blame Jesus, okay?
No, just, you know, you've got a compulsion. What you need to do is try to deal with your compulsion, but you better be very, very safe, because one day it's not going to be so nice. Mm-hmm.
And
then you're
even if you're
problem.
Not doing it in front of the kids, like the card said, you're still doing it in a food court which is filled with kids,
right.
You know, and people don't cotton to that in this society.
Right.
Okay, babe? You sound like a nice guy.
Yeah.
So please speak to the person that controls you and tell them to get more control of you, okay?
I don't think that's exactly accurate, but good enough.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if the thing is that he can only get an erection in public, then there's other public places he can go.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
The mall,
you know
right.
go
there's
to a peep show or
movie
something.
Theater
I'm sure they have peep
like
shows
that.
At
you know, if
in
the
Detroit.
Turn on is you know, maybe I'll get caught, then you know, there's safer places than a mall. I think.
Just a little water. I think that.
But he's intelligent enough to know that. This guy
what,
knows
what do you
that.
Do for a living?
What's that?
What do you do for a living?
I work as a telemarketer.
Okay.
Mm. No, because like my boyfriend does this
you
thing.
You can pull your
PUD
while you're doing that.
Where he, you know, he drives off in his truck and he wants to go to parking lots and jerk off in his truck. That's like a turn on for him.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, different people, things turn them on. So if it's the fact that you want to be outside of your house, there's definitely still safer places than a mall, you know? So I do that.
Is it that you don't want to be safe?
He wants some risk.
Maybe he doesn't have
okay,
a car.
Like, you know,
how does he get to the mall?
I think I might have misspoken before. I mean, I'm not driven by an unknown factor like a marionette, as you mentioned. It's more like I just feel horny, I guess is the word. Is that the right term?
Horny?
I get horny.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I jerk off to a lot of porno, right?
Okay. Are you getting to a point here? Because we have to move along.
Oh.
So you can ask one more question if you like, or if you'd like to clarify something. But
not exactly. I know you guys have a show here, so you know.
No, that's all right, man. Right?
You know, we have a show, but we're at your service. It's Christmas,
yeah, it's
and
Christmas.
we're trying to, you know, help the needy.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it's okay.
So
but we do have to go, but just be safe. Just be really safe because you sound like a very intelligent guy.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you take care.
Okay.
And you know, just keep the real danger in your mind, in the imagination, if possible. That's the best way to do it. I mean, if you really want to have some danger, you can jump out of an airplane and jerk off while you're doing that. How about that?
Right.
He would freeze his balls off.
Well, not necessarily.
He freezes his balls off. He's in Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, just getting out there in the mall is going to be cold, right? But,
totally.
I mean, I know people that do that. They like, jump out of airplanes and have sex. I mean, parachuting.
Wow.
You know, I don't know. Not the same as the mall, but danger. Danger.
Speeding cars and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, Robert McQueen's back on, but I'm gonna put him on hold.
Okay.
We'll talk to him.
We'll talk to him. I want to find out if Helen has a Christmas sex story.
Yes, Helen.
I'm pretty boring, so unfortunately.
Well, you could be boring with a Christmas sex story.
Did you have Christmas sex?
Well, usually during Christmas, I go traveling with my family to see extended family.
Right.
And I don't really want to have sex with any of my family members.
Yeah. Right.
There's a lot of kids there.
Yeah.
So, I usually associate Christmas with a family.
That's true, and that's why you know the whole idea of Christmas sex is almost an oxymoron.
Yeah.
But yet, we have it. Some people do. I mean, Nori did. Derek, you know.
Right.
How about you, Justin? Here, come on over here.
All I got was a Christmas snuggle today.
A Christmas snuggle,
yeah.
Justin. You don't have enough to do
taking
pictures tonight because we don't. We're it's only
Fair
us.
Enough.
You've taken a lot of pictures, so sit down. You can hold your camera between your legs. That's okay. Oh, if you keep taking pictures of me, it'll confuse me, and I won't know what to ask you. Christmas sex. Christmas sex.
Christmas sex. Christmas sex. I honestly can't think of Christmas sex. Thanksgiving sex, yeah. Christmas sex.
Holiday sex.
Holiday sex. Holiday
I don't
sex.
Know about Thanksgiving, though. You could do Hanukkah sex, maybe, or we're coming up to New Year's.
Well, Hanukkah sex came under the same as Thanksgiving sex. That was the cousin.
The cousin?
Yes.
You had sex with your cousin?
Well, not like a blood cousin, but her mother had married my cousin.
Okay.
And we actually hooked up, you know, originally before they got married. We weren't technically family, but it became this thing where every year... Thanksgiving and Hanukkah were both in Texas with the family.
Oh, wow.
And usually ended up with us waking up with a hangover around noon, 1 o'clock, in the living room under a blanket, with the rest of the family kind of milling about and talking about us.
Really? So the rest of the family knew?
They knew we were running around together. Well, she had really poor choices when it came to guys in general.
Nothing to do
not
with
the
choosing
cousin,
you.
Not that the cousin was particularly great, you know, choice-wise, but no, her mom actually thought it was fantastic. She's like, Justin, no, he's...
Really? Even though he's your cousin, she thought that was cool.
Well,
but
like...
He wasn't a blood
we
cousin,
actually,
right?
Yeah, we had hooked up before she became, you know, quote-unquote cousin, so...
Mm. But did you get an extra thrill from it being kind of a cousin?
You know, there may have been an extra thrill from it being an annual kind of tradition that was
right.
A part of the holiday kind of family thing.
Right, right. Because usually, yeah, with the family, you're not going to have sex because most people don't. But there you did. When you were a kid or when you were older or how?
God, this was started, I don't know, 20-something for a few seasons, a few years.
Okay. A few seasons. So what's she doing now?
Well, now I'm kind of battling her. She screwed up my truck.
Is it because you stopped having sex with her during the holidays?
No. It's because I trusted her.
But, you did what to her?
No, I trusted her. When I left the country, I left my truck with her, and she trashed it. So. But yeah, now we're not talking.
You should have just kept it at sex.
Right? See, that's what happened. I don't took be loaning too far.
Do not be loaning your trucks to cousins. That's the moral of that story.
True.
Well, trucks and sex don't, I mean, they do mix, I guess. You can have great sex in a truck, really. But just because you have great sex with someone doesn't mean you can lend them your truck, I guess.
We've got Henry in Boston.
All right, let's put him on.
An anal problem or something.
An anal problem.
Oh, I mean, an anal sex question. Okay.
Something. A little prostate massage necessary?
Let's see. Okay, Henry, you're on the air.
Hi, Henry. Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. And you had I don't want to second guess your question, so why don't you tell me your question?
Here's the problem. I've had a girlfriend for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been attempting to encourage her to have anal sex.
Meaning you in her anus or her in yours?
Me in her anus.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we have to clarify that. You know, guys have anuses too.
Of course.
But we're not talking about your anus, and I don't mean the planet either.
That's fine.
We're talking about her anus. Okay.
Yes, I'm encouraging her to have anal sex with her anus.
Okay. Have you had analingus with her?
I'm not familiar with the
analingus. Class, does anyone want to define analingus?
Like cunnilingus, but with your anus.
Right, there you go.
So
very good.
Licking
very good.
Your booty hole.
Licking, licking
of. Licking of the booty hole.
Or licking her asshole. I mean, basically, it's very
confusing. Trimming, salad tossing.
I can't hear. Did you do that?
Did you do that?
I would never do something like that.
You would never do something like that. Well, you know, I understand now why maybe she won't have anal sex with you.
Yeah.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that
go ahead.
I've been encouraging her to have anal sex.
Yes.
Analingus.
No, that's just a town outside of L.A. No, but never mind. No, that it's called analingus. Going down on the butthole. Cunnilingus.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. Yeah. Like, I mean, if that's what it takes to get me to have her have anal sex with her analingus. I will definitely.
I like that. Analingus. Okay. Analingus.
Okay.
Just one ing.
Anyway.
So that might.
Okay,
yeah.
But why doesn't. What is her argument? Why doesn't she want to do it?
I don't know.
Okay. Here's a form of oral sex you need to do is open your mouth and ask her why.
I have asked her why.
Okay, and what does she say?
Well, but every time I attempt, she says yes, then I make the attempt. And no sooner do I make the attempt.
Okay. So she says yes. So it's not that she has anything philosophically or psychologically against it. It's more probably just that her little butthole is going, no, please, yeah, that hurts, oh, no, because you're not really paving the way. I don't mean literally paving, but, you know, kind of grooming the way, smoothing the way.
He doesn't even sound all that excited about it.
Well, not just that, but, I mean, how big are you?
Ooh.
I'm about average. I would say 7 inches, which is about average.
That's longer than average.
That's a sizable
hunk to shove up.
Is it wide?
No. It's a 7-inch long
thing.
You have to start with your tongue and then move to your finger.
Right.
Have you done finger?
I've done finger, yeah. Like, I mean, I lubricate her. Like, here's the thing. I lubricate her.
Mm-hmm.
She says, it's fine. And then I go so far as to attempt to insert my penis. And as soon as I attempt to insert my penis.
Penis.
Yes. She basically backs up.
Okay.
And I'm not entirely sure exactly how to get her to.
Let's break it down. Let's get with the finger, first of all. Have you gotten the finger in there?
Definitely.
And does she like that?
If she doesn't complain about it, no.
Well, that's not liking, really, not complaining. I mean, is she that quiet? What does she... she's just kind of tolerating it. I think you have to get her to like it. What does she like? What does she like sexually?
Like, overall?
Yeah.
she likes different role plays, I guess.
Physically.
Physically? She likes just about everything except anal sex.
Okay. Well, you can stick your finger in there and go down on her clitoris. She probably likes you going down on her. Okay?
I don't bother with all that. Like, I mean, that's a lot of
You don't bother with all of that. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, why would she go out of her way to do something that you want to do if you're not going to go out of your way to do something she wants?
Are you rich?
I'm about, upper middle class, I guess.
Okay, well, maybe, so you think she's with you for your money?
I doubt it.
Okay. Are you really good looking?
I'm not bad.
Not bad. Is she really good looking?
I think so.
Well, then you're going to lose her unless you find out more about what she really likes.
Okay. Well, here's the problem. Again, I don't know what else to say to you. I ask her to have anal sex. She agrees. She's agreed about 3, maybe 4 times. And I actually do go so far as to lubricate her. I do not perform...
Go so far. First of all, lubrication with anal sex is like bottom line. I mean, that is the most basic thing.
Gallons
There's
and gallons.
Many
yeah.
other
yeah.
things you have to do to kind of open this area up that can be very uptight. I mean, just think about yours. In fact, one of the best ways to learn how to groom your female lover's butthole to open up for you is to open your own butthole and see what it takes.
I agree with her, actually.
I'm not sure what you're getting at right now.
Well, what I'm getting at is check yourself out. See how it feels when you open your butthole, stick your finger in, when you masturbate.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I think, Justin, you're a man.
No, what do you mean it doesn't make sense? Does that not make sense?
Wait, so are you saying that only girls' buttholes can get things put in it? Guys' buttholes can't.
Excluding the whole homo community.
I mean, keep in mind, she doesn't have a prostate. You'd probably enjoy it more than she would.
Possibly, yes. And she has 2 holes. Why should she bother with the second one?
She doesn't have a penis, so, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but, I mean, she has a finger.
She doesn't? What happened to her?
There are digits.
And yeah. She has a tongue.
I have no idea what you're getting at.
Well, what we're all getting at is trying to help you to have anal sex with your girlfriend, and you have a...
I will do absolutely, literally anything that anal sex...
Well, then why do you say you don't know what we're talking about? The one thing we're asking you to do is open your mind.
Right, so basically, if you say, hey, honey, it's not that bad, try putting your finger in my butthole, then it'll, warm her up to the idea.
What was the other recommendation besides...
Okay, the other... That is a very good recommendation, but yes, there are others. And the other recommendation that we brought up earlier was, you start with your tongue, then you get your finger in there, and you gradually open her up, and you give her a really orgasmic experience with your finger in there, either by using your tongue while you're fingering her butthole, or you could put a vibrator on her clit, something like that. Give her a good experience.
No, I haven't tried anything like that. I actually do lubricate her.
We've heard that like 12 times, actually.
Yes, and she always backs out prematurely before I even get a chance to even really get in there, and she backs out. And
backs out.
What I would like to
just say, tell her, don't back out, back up.
How much time goes by between can we have anal sex and you actually putting it in her and she backs away?
I like your original suggestion, which was to attempt to stimulate her more. I have not been attempting to stimulate her.
How much time do you spend stimulating?
Yeah. Yes, you have to stimulate her with smaller objects than your giant 7-inch penis. To work your way up.
The problem is sex usually only lasts around 15 minutes, right?
You're asking us? Does our sex last 15 minutes or yours?
There's a long warm up.
You're saying that I should attempt to stimulate her, but what you're saying is the stimulation might take longer than the sex.
Oh, yes. The stimulation definitely will take longer than your 15-minute sex.
Especially if she's never done it before.
Yeah, sure. That's it.
That's true.
Yeah, anal is
just it could take months.
Yeah, just don't have
very gradual.
Don't have surprise sex with her like in Sweden or something.
Right. So probably wasn't after four experiences. She says, I don't want it. Okay, well, let's just be patient and attempt to stimulate her clitoris.
Yes.
Reasonably more.
Can't go wrong with Little Miss Clitty. Right. Gotta, you can all, when in doubt, just go back to stimulating her clitoris. That's true.
That's a good way to look at it then. I mean,
take your time.
I rarely perform caningula.
I love your pronunciations of these things. What was the other one? Anolingus?
I never heard that before you said it.
Sounds like the eggnog was good at your Christmas today.
It all sounds like a foreign language. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Who's got the time?
Hey, you know, spirit of Christmas.
Okay. What'd you get for Christmas, by the way? What'd she give you for Christmas?
From her?
Yeah, from her.
She got me a DVD. She got me the Batman DVD collection.
Aww.
And what'd you give her?
She deserves some analingus for that.
Analingus.
I got her a nice set of, I don't want to say it, but in any case, just in case you're listening, I got her a nice set of
shoes.
From Stitches.
Shoes. Okay.
It's a three pairs of shoes. It's a Stitches set. It was a collector set.
That's very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. All right. That's enough of that.
Okay.
That was great. I like the shoes. I like, the DVDs, Batman.
Thing. That's all good. Okay.
Yeah. So, analingus, if you can't bear to lick there, then while you're fingering there, you need to be doing more cunnilingus or use a vibrator. Gradually go from your finger to a dildo that is not so it's a little bit bigger than your finger
and a little smaller than your thing,
right?
Than your junk.
Okay. There you go.
Work your way up
slowly. This could take several weeks
or months.
Okay? By Valentine's Day, you'll have her going. Okay.
More than 15 minutes.
If you do it yourself, she'll probably be going by Aerostay. You know what Aerostay is? January 22nd. Okay? Happy Arrows Day.
Well, patience is definitely going to probably pay off.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, let us know what happens. Yeah. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Say hello to Boston for me.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, take care, guys.
Okay.
Joyeux Noël. Jeez. By the way, you know that Jesus was not the first God to have been born of a divine father and a human mother.
I did not know that, and it's shocking.
Hercules?
Well, Hercules was one, and actually he is an antecedent, a precedent of Jesus. But the more interesting one, I think, I mean, we can talk about Hercules, but I think Dionysus is... Whoa! What's going on there? The spirit of Dionysus. Dionysus was born of a divine father, which is Zeus, and a human mother, which was, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but Semele. But anyway, Zeus kind of came to her like a shaft of light, which was sort of similar to the way God might have come to Mary, you know. And then Dionysus was born, and Hera was very jealous, so she had him killed. Hera being Zeus's regular divine wife. And then he was basically put back together again. So he was resurrected. And so he was also a god that was very in touch with the people. I mean, he was a people's god. He wasn't a kind of an elitist god. He was down with the people. He was an earth god. And yet he ascended to heaven with his father, but he could always come down. And he had a lot of female admirers, actually, like Jesus, you know. And he was, of course, the god of wine, like Jesus. Miracles of wine.
And fish.
I don't know about Dionysus and fish.
No.
Okay. Well, Jesus would fish.
Yeah. He did the fish thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's fish not thing. Complete. It's not like he's a complete facsimile of Jesus, but I think he was an ancestor in the way of the story. So I was telling someone the other day that we know, that I don't know if I should name, who said that her cousin is a born again, you know, Jesus kind of freak, and she was going to see him at a Christmas party, and she was a little nervous that he was going to say, "Have you found Jesus? Have you found Jesus?" And I just said, drink in hand, just say, "I have found Dionysus, and I am saved." Hallelujah. Anyway, so where are we at here? We're almost done with the show. Wow. Gosh. Okay. So are we in the Christmas spirit? I mean, you have anything else to add? We haven't talked about Assange this whole time.
No, then,
you know,
we're in the Christmas spirit. Yeah. And Assange is
probably having a great Christmas there in that big mansion. Talk about a mansion.
Ooh. That's right. That's right.
With all those little elves running around, that cute girl that was
cute girl,
there when
right.
he got out.
I like the stories you were telling me today, though, about all the women that are so upset.
There's a lot of women upset with him. They think he's like the worst kind of rapist. I don't know. I mean, he sounds like a cad, but rapist, I wouldn't call it that. But, you know, Michael Moore got in so much trouble for saying it was hooey. I mean, a lot of feminists are just very upset about this. They want to use him as an example, which I think is a little wrong, you know.
Any update as to who the girl is?
The girls? There's two girls.
Well, no, who the girl in the
the girl that was looking at him adoringly. No, I don't know. I'd love to know. If anyone out there knows who the girl in the picture is, the blonde, who was looking at him adoringly. Looks like she could be one of Hef's girls. Oh, by the way, Hef is now getting married.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he's marrying Crystal. Hmm. Yeah, so there's going to be a wedding in the Playboy Mansion. By the way, Hef, I'm a Universal Life Church minister if you want me to do it. Okay, so I think we're... Oh, look who's there, Janelle! And hi, Janelle, Merry Christmas. Okay, so I have little presents for everybody. Small presents. I'm going to give them out. Here's Helen.
Thank you.
And here's, this is Haley, and this is Nori. Here you go.
Thank you.
And this is James, and does it say Justin? I can't read it. I think it says Justin. Linda, somebody help me here, Bran, and Kelly, here's Kelly.
This was Janelle.
Oh, that says Janelle. That's close enough to Justin, Janelle, you know. Right? And you're right behind him. Anyway, here's Justin. There you go.
Thank you. There's,
and Lisa. Lisa, where's Lisa? And who's this? This is Haley. And I don't know. Oh, these are extras, I think. Okay. Did somebody not get one? James. There you go. And Bran, did you get yours? Here you go. And you, my darling listener, you are my present. Actually, Max is my present. We had Christmas sex the other day, which is a great gift because we haven't been able to for a while.
Right, yeah.
We'll now be frank about that, but we did. Yay! Woohoo! And now we are all excited about, the future, the new decade, the new year ahead of us. So, you know, whatever your Christmas was like, whether it was lousy or fun or cute. Oh, you like the panties? Yeah. Want you to be good. Even when you're being naughty, be good. That means consensual sex. No, none of this shopping mall stuff, okay? And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. If you don't know about that, then go to blockbonobofoundation.org. And if you want some help with making love, you can call us. We are here for you throughout the holidays, the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences. Our number is 1-866-289-7068 or 213-670-0066. The show is almost over, but we're still here taking your calls. So, thank you all for participating in the show. Yay, us. We are wonderful. The Speakeasy, the Institute staff. And what else, Max?
That's it.
That's it. Okay. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. That's you, Robert. You know, I'm talking to you. Even if that someone is you. Mm. And Henry, try it. You know, while you're masturbating tonight, since your girlfriend's obviously not there right now, just stick the little finger up there. It can feel really good. You know, a little bit of lubricant. You know all about that lubrication, right? A little bit of lubricant. Try it. Try it. I mean, it won't make you gay, I swear. It just might, you know, help you to get your girlfriend to do it, right?
Okay.
That's the incentive. Okay. Peace out. Love forward.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay. I didn't even give everybody agua. Who wants agua?